Tim had me do his dirty work this week.
I'm going to take you with me.
Yeah. So anyway, it's so good to see everybody back this morning. Beautiful day, isn't it? God has given us to live again in his service. And today we're going to pick up where we left off last night with Tim Stevens, our brother here. Todd came to me over a year ago, letting me know about this opportunity, and we took full advantage of the elders we met, and we decided this would be a good thing. We so much appreciate Tim, and he was able to bring his lovely wife Vicki with him, and so we're excited to continue to get to know them better and have them help us. We had a good night last night in terms of a good start. And today he asked that we are in sections. So if you're not clear again, basses should be in at least the first couple of rows here. Tenors are in the following rows. We want everybody to move as far forward as you can so that you can sit together and hear one another as we learn. Move up, Amy. So over here we should have altos in the front and sopranos in the back. Okay? So and if you find that during the singing, maybe you might be in the wrong section. I know some of you go, well, I don't know which one I'm in. Do you feel free to get up and move? You just can't, we can't mix, okay? No mixing genders here. Although I've heard some, Denise Kelly, I think she could fall into the bass category, I think, from what I've heard. Anyway, I'm going to ask Richard Hagen to lead us in a prayer. And after that, we're going to get right into the singing with Tim. Okay. And then after we're finished this morning, we're going to have a break. And then after the break, we're going to come back at 2 o'clock, and we'll continue. And then song leaders, today after 2 o'clock, we're going to have our song leading class workshop downstairs. And we've rearranged so we're going to have a lot more room. It'll be a lot more comfortable. Okay? Anything else that we need to announce before we get started? If not, Richard, would you please?
Our almighty and merciful Father in heaven, we do praise and glorify you in your holy, your matchless name. And we're so grateful, Father, for this beautiful day that you've given to us and for the opportunity that we have to gather together to raise our voices in song and praise unto you. And we pray that as we examine the ways that we sing, that we do so with an open heart and with an open mind, with an attitude of trying to serve you better and to praise and glorify you in a manner that is worthy of your awesomeness. And we are grateful, Father, for this day and for the majesty of this world. We do humble ourselves before you and ask that you would forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. We ask for your guidance, Father, in everything that we say and do. We pray again that you'll be with us during this lesson and this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, it's really good to be back with you this morning, and I didn't mention anything about my wife last night, but I'm so glad to have Vicki with me. She's a big help when I do things like this. I had a singing school, or I call them now song worship training, because I just like to emphasize worship. This is what it's all about. It's about our worshiping God and that we honor Him. And letting him know that we truly honor him. And we can do that in a number of ways. But when we come together to worship, we know there are other aspects of our worship that we're engaged in. But singing is something, good congregational singing helps complements other acts of worship, things that we do. This is what we're doing when we first begin a service, is we begin with singing. And when we have people in the audience for the first time who are not familiar with a cappella singing, it can really make them maybe want to come back. If people are together singing with their heart. I mean, when we have faith and love in our hearts, it's going to show in our singing if we have the right attitude. So I'm glad to have Vicki here. I was at a place a few weeks ago where she wasn't with me. And after the first night, I called her up from the hotel. And I said, I sure wish you were here because I sure need your alto voice. And I just need you here. Be really encouraging. But anyway, didn't have it. It worked out okay. But I am so glad that she's here on this trip. And I think you'll notice some of you that are maybe around her, she has a very strong alto voice. I used to say loud, but I had to back off of that word. You know, I used to say, she has a loud voice. Well, No, she has a very strong alto voice, and you get around that, it can really help you. And when you're around a strong bass or strong tenor or soprano, you may say, well, you know, I'd like to learn to sing that part. Well, get near that person. You know, when I think about being in a Bible class, you're going to have people in that class that are more knowledgeable than others. Let's just face it. There are some that have less knowledge, but there are some maybe that are with more knowledge, and we benefit from them. And the same way in a singing class. You can get around those that are a little more knowledgeable or that have more experience and say, well, you know what? I'm going to get close to that one where, and you can benefit from that as well. I want to say this, that there may be some of the men that don't, you may think, well, I don't know what I sing, but it may be that you sing the melody, the soprano part. I have no problem at all if you want to get with the sopranos. If you feel like singing the part over here is messing you up, trying to sing a part, then get over there with the sopranos or right behind them, because they're singing the lead, the melody, which you're more familiar with. So there's, I know right now we've got women and men, but it's okay if you sing the melody. And if someone around you hears that, you may just say, you're singing the melody. And that's, back home, I was trying to teach guys how to sing tenor, and I go over there to listen to them, and they were singing the melody, what they've always heard. I said, you know what? Why don't you guys go ahead and get back over here? And they liked that a lot better because they were singing that part. That's the part that most people, you're going to hear a song for the first time. Any song you hear, you're always hearing the melody. That's what you hear. And that may, and then once you hear it, it's there. And so those of you like Todd, I mean, y'all are familiar. I know you're a tenor. I know you try to be. And listen, I have to say this about Todd. We've had some people that are here, the Phipps and others have been to singing school. Todd has been there a lot of times. He and I have had a lot of just one-on-one time together. And not just about singing, just about life. And so he's become a very, very close friend. And I just, I'm so glad he's here in this part of the country and not up here in that Northwest. We've been up there before, and when the Phipps were there, and Todd and Cheryl and his family were there, and we enjoyed it. It was great, but we happened to go the week that the sun was shining, which I'm really thankful for. And anyway, it's so good to be with him as well. All right, we're going to start off with something today. We talked about rhythm last night. We didn't talk about it. We practiced rhythm, and the main reason for starting off with that is that most singing drags. And so we wanted to start off with that. But today I want to talk about pitch. I want to talk about the scale. The musical scale. These shape notes, how to identify them, I want to go through that. But this was the method that was taught, as we see in the musical, Sound of Music. When Maria taught the kids how to sing, she used the syllable method. And she didn't teach them shape notes. We don't sing shape notes. We sing syllables. Because syllables came along way before shape notes ever did. And I want to show you how that happened, how that, I won't go into a lot of detail about it, but you remember in the musical, it was like, doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, me a name, I call myself, far a long, long way to run, so a needle pulling thread, la, a note that follows so, tea, a drink with jam and bread, and that brings us back to do, so, mi, re, do, re, mi, do, mi, re, mi, fa, mi, re, fa. And then when she got through the end of that, she said, all right, so, do, la, fa, mi, do, re, so, do, la, ti, do, re, do. When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, mi, so, so, re, fa, la, ti, ti. And all of a sudden, boy, she taught those kids how to sing in about 5 minutes. You know, it takes a lot longer than that. But when you, the reason why I'm able to do that is I've heard those intervals all my life. That's what I grew up on. I didn't have a father who was a mechanic working on a car. He was up in the morning singing these syllables, singing these scales, and we would go down the highway. That's what I grew up hearing, a lot of that. And I'm thankful today that I'm able to carry on his work now that he's passed on, and carry on with that. And not just me, I don't feel like I'm carrying on the legacy. I feel like people like Rob and Todd, those of us who've sat at his feet in the past, we're taught these things, and we can go out and we can share them with others. So the legacy continues on through others who have been touched by one that really encouraged this in helping people learn how to better to sing. So anyway, shape notes were invented about around 1801. They're called singing names, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. But when you look at the shapes, do is shaped like a triangle. And do is really the most important of all. Do. It's home base. It's what everything else relates to. When I talk about relating to it, I'm talking about from an interval standpoint. Do, re, do, mi, do, fa, do. Everything goes right back to do. And so that is the shape of a triangle or a housetop. A re is a shape of a half circle. Do, re. Mi is the shape of a diamond. Now, when I was trying to teach Vicky these, when we have been married for 38 years, she finally started to learn them. But she said the one that was most important to her was this one. Diamond. Me like diamonds. So, anyway, so she's learned now about do. So, all right. And fa is a right triangle. And sol is shaped as an oval. La is a rectangle. Ti is a cone. And do, back again, is a triangle. So let's sing those together. Just go with that scale with me. Do, re, mi, fa,
sol, la, ti.
Do, come down. Do, ti,
la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
All right, good. All right. Now, let's go back to our beat pattern. We're going to mix a little bit of our beat pattern in with the scale. Let's go back to our four-beat pattern. So, everyone with your beat pattern with a 1, 2, 3, 4. I know y'all are close together, so just make a small beat. But I want you to feel those four beats. Every measure, we're going to move to another one. So, the beat pattern is telling when to get off of it. So, let's start right here. These are our whole notes. All right, a whole note means it's going to get the full value. And in this measure here, it gets how many beats? Four. And what's going to tell you when to get off that note? Your beat pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's sing. Let's start with this. Do, let me raise it up a little bit. Do. Okay, beat pattern. Let's go. Do, re, cut. All right, let us move now to a three beat. Our three beat pattern, which is down, out, up. 1, 2, 3. Do, re, mi,
fa, sol.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, cut. How do we know it's only three beats per measure? At three on top. How do we know that we had four beats per measure here? You had a four on top. So it's a four-beat pattern. Now it's a three-beat pattern. Now this is not a whole note, but it's what I call a three-quarter note, but it's the only note in a measure. So three beats per measure, each measure between this bar and that bar, three beats, three beats, three beats, three beats. And the beat pattern is helping you to navigate. All right, now let's move a little bit to a two-beat. All right, now we're going to go back this. Two on top. One, two. One, two. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, do, te, la, sol, fa, mi, re. One, two, cut. So those are half notes. That's half the value of a whole note. And how we know that is there's a stem on it. Without the stem, it becomes a whole note. But with the stem, it becomes half. So the value is cut in half. Now let's go back to a four beat beat pattern, and let's do quarter notes. Now these are colored in, make them a quarter note. Four beats per measure. One, two, three, four. Here's a measure bar. One, two, three, four. Ready? Get the hand going. One, two, three, four. One, two, let's start now. Do, re, mi, fa,
sol, fa, si, do, ti, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do.
Okay, we held that a little too long, okay? But anyway, those are quarter notes. Do, re, mi. A while ago, we had a do as a whole note, which was do, re. And then we had a three quarter note. Do, re. But now we got do, re, mi, fa. Now look what we're getting ready to do. Okay? Eighth notes. All right? This is where that one and two and three and four and comes in. So look up here. Don't look at this yet. We're not there yet. We're hoping to get right here. Okay? All right. Here we got eighth notes. Put a little flag on it. Now one, two, three, four, one, and two, and three, and four. Do, do, re, re, mi, mi, fa.
Fa, sol, sol, fa, fa, ti, ti, do, 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 ti, ti, la, fa, sol, sol, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, re, do, do.
All right, that's okay. All right, now, the reason why we're doing this is about as far as I go with teaching you about note values. I mean, if we had more time, we'd get more into this. But it's showing you, though, that when the notes have, without a stem on it, it has a certain amount of value. If it has a stem on it, it has a certain amount of value. If it's colored in with a, it's got, I mean, it's either long or short. Now, these are 16th notes, and I always tell people, when you see a note like that, don't park. You got to get off of it really quick. So now we're looking at 1 AND, 2 AND, 3 AND, so. Do, 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 re, 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 me, 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 me. I'll do it again. Do, 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 re, 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 me, 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 me. Okay, there was a few more dodos there, but but we expect that, okay? But now, we won't have that many of those notes like that in a song. You will have them maybe with two of them. What a song of delight. That's what a song, those two 16th notes. What a song of delight in the city. So you'll have maybe two of them together, but you're not going to have that many. But this, again, just to show you that when you see notes with different way they look, they're going to get either going to be held longer or shorter. Now let's go back to the scale and look at, let's talk about the scale a bit more as far as it's a series of seven tones taken in successive order and eight tones if you count the low do and the high do. And what's that called, a low do to the high do? That's an octave. And that's not important. That won't be on the test. Okay. Let's do the scale. Do, re, mi, fa,
sol, fa, ti, do.
All right, good. That starts, yeah. Now, the foundation of all music is the scale. The word scale was taken from a Latin word meaning a ladder. So when looking at a note on the musical staff, you one must think up or down as you would ascend or descend a ladder. So think of these as ladder rungs. So when you see a note on a ladder, on the ladder rung, as you see them, when you're going up, you're going to have to go up. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. You're moving up right there. But all of our music comes from the scale. Mi, re, do, mi, re, do, sol, fa, fa, mi, sol, fa, fa, mi. What is that? I know it's a little bit too fast, but three blind mice, three, I mean, every song we've ever learned in our life comes from the scale and the musical scale. Now, let's see how well you do. Now, we'll see how well you do on this as we jump around. And you're on your own now, okay? Do. This part to me is fun because then you begin to say, okay, now I can see how things relate to do. So let's start here. Run up the scale with me. Do, re, mi,
fa, sol, la, si, do, si, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, re, do, mi, do, fa, do, sol, do, fa, do, si, do, do.
Okay, we were a little flat on these, but we got kind of got back to that do. All right, let's go back. Do, re,
mi, re, mi, fa, mi, fa, sol, fa, sol, la, sol, la, si, la, si, do, si, la, si, la, sol, la, sol, fa, sol, fa, mi, fa.
I hear it. Somebody's got it. Okay. Somebody hears it, but do. But all right, now here.
Do.
See, there you go. There's your home base. That just kind of brings you back to it. And you have to kind of regroup, all right? But everything relates, again, you'll hear me say that a lot, how things relate to do. We won't always find do in that position. Sometimes it's going to be elsewhere. There are 11 keys. And when I say 11 keys, that means that do can be in 11 different places, but everything's still going to relate to do. And so you're going to see a lot of that as we continue moving along. And with this, this was from last night. Again, all this is in our workbook, but these are, the tones are represented by these lines in spaces. And they're numbered from the lowest upwards, one up all the way up through five, when the lines, four spaces here. The musical alphabet consists of the first seven letters of the alphabet, A through G. And so when you look at the top staff, the treble staff, this is where sopranos and altos are singing. Well, this group right here are singing in this area right here. The men are down here in the bass range, but notice how that each line is identified or is identified by a letter for the musical alphabet. Here, well, let me go to the next one here. Middle C. Our grandson just started piano lessons last week. And he told me when I came home from our last trip, he said, he started calling me Gaga when he was a little kid, little baby. And that has stuck with all seven grandkids. So I'm Gaga. So he said, Gaga, I've started piano lessons. And I said, well, what'd you learn first? He said, we learn where middle C is. We learn where middle C. Isn't that true? Those of you that are, you learn where that is, and there's middle C. And here's what middle C sounds like, whether you're in here or in Timbuktu. C, C, okay? All right? Then, so you see right here, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Just keeps going on up. It goes back, goes down the other way, this way. So the lines and spaces are different than the lines and spaces in the bass clef, but let's just don't worry about that right now. But I just want you to see how the musical alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, middle C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F. Now, when we look at our songbook, we look at a song, these staffs are pulled apart for what reason? What's in there that we have? Words. But if you took the words out, you just bring them back together. That's the way you do. You just bring them back together. But they're spread out because we have lyrics in here. So, but I just want you to see, that's the way it just goes. You go right up the, I mean, I had to sit there and listen to my grandson go through every one of these the other day. He wanted to show me something that he didn't think I knew this. So I've had my first lesson from my grandson. But he's enjoying it. He's loving it. But that's the way it all starts. Now, here's an exercise that's been around. My dad was doing this probably when I heard when I was just a kid. But I just like to go through this with you to get a feel of the intervals. Do. All right, let's do it right here. Do, re, do, re.
Do, re, mi, do.
Okay, that's really the song leader scale right there. Do, mi, so, mi, do. Because 95% of our songs are even more than that. Start either on a do or a mi or so, mi, do. So if you hear the song leader, worship leader going do, mi, so, those are the intervals he's hitting right there. Now, a few years ago, I was in a place where someone did not like me teaching about shape notes. I said they didn't like it. They just said I didn't learn that way. I learned to play, or I used to do it by round notes. And they brought this out to Vicky, and Vicky said, "Well, you must have played the piano when you were growing up." So yeah, I did. I learned to play by position. Well, I played trombone for about 10 years in a band, and you play by position. You know, and there was no shape notes at all on the music. Only time I ever saw those when I looked in the songbook. And but anyway, I went back to the hotel that night, and I thought, I want to show something here that might be helpful to people to understand a little bit about these round notes versus shape notes. When there's no flats and no sharps, which that's a flat sign, that's a number sign. I mean number, a sharp sign. That actually is a B. A B. I didn't have my music program to do this. But this is a flat sign and this is a sharp sign. When there's no flats, no sharps next to this treble clef sign, it's the key of C automatic. So here's C. Remember that? We saw that a while ago. C is there. E is there, G is there, and there's a C there on that space. All right, let's put some round notes in here. Now let's sing these letters. C, E, G, C. And then in the 11th century, they came along with these syllables. Do, mi, so, do. Rather than trying to sing using the letters that came in with these syllables. And there's a good reason for that. You're going to have, some of these are going to have a flat sign by them. It'd be very difficult to sing the letter and the flat at the same time when you can just do it with one syllable. Do, mi, so, do. And then in 1801, here came the shape notes. Do, mi, so, do. And I know there are people that say, well, I just never learned that, and that's just a crutch. Well, it is. But have you ever criticized anybody for using a crutch? Or a cane? Or a walker? Why are they using that? To help them get from here to there. This method that was invented in 1801 was the purpose of helping people navigate to get around when they were singing. When we're not using instruments in our worship, we know why. You know, I say that, and I'm going to talk about that tomorrow morning during the Bible class period. But we're authorized to sing. In the New Testament, we're authorized to sing. And so this has been very helpful to us, hasn't it, through the years, being able to sing songs, not with an instrument. You can, anybody that has learned this method of singing syllables, forget about the shape notes right now, but when you learn to sing the syllable method, you can sing any song in the book. You can sing any part. You can sing the bass, alto, soprano, tenor, any part. You don't need the help of an instrument at all. So that's what you've learned these bells. Now, I did one like this. Oh, okay, here's when my love to Christ grows weak. Now, let's take this and look at, this is the key of C. And here's where the sopranos start up here on a mi. So here's your do. Where's the alto soprano? Mi. Now here's the alto, do, shaped like a housetop, isn't it? Now what about the tenor? Do, do, mi, so. What about the bass? Do. So usually basses start on a do. Altos are on do's with them a lot. That's why I have you basses and altos together. Because what I want to do is not only show you this as a group, but I'm hoping that the song worship leaders are picking up on this. When I give the pitch, or when they, and I hope they're doing this, some of them are probably doing it, they're going to sound the C, the key note, do. When they do that, even though they're not going to start on that note, they're going to start up on a mi, they're giving the starting note for the basses and altos from the very beginning. Do, mi. Now, I could go up and hit a sol. I don't usually do that. I just go to the note that I'm going to start on. Sometimes if you go up, you may forget to come down. And then you have the song pitched too high. But, so here's what we're going to do. I want to sing, first of all, sopranos sing, everybody sing the soprano notes first. Do, mi. Sing the syllables. Mi, mi, mi.
Mi, fa, fa, fa. Re, re, sol, fa, fa, mi, mi.
Okay, now let's put in the alto. You all sing the alto. You all sing the soprano. Okay. Do, do, mi. Mi. Okay, let's reverse it. Do, mi, y'all do soprano. Mi, do, sing. Mi. Okay, very good. Now let's do the tenor, just tenor by itself. Do, mi, so, start. So. Tough, isn't it? So, so, so. Okay. See, that tenor is pretty boring, isn't it? That tenor on that first line, but when you put it with all the parts, it's needed. It fits right in, blends in. Now let's put in the bass. Do, 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 do. Re, re, re. Okay, now let's go back and do all the parts together. Do, bass is do, alto, mi, soprano, sol, tenor. Syllables, go. Mi, 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 fa, fa, fa. Now, when my love to
Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then in love I go to thee, heart in love, Gethsemane.
Okay. Let's do that one more time, and I'm gonna change the pitch. Do, do, bass is alto, mi, sol, mi. When my love to
Christ loves me, when for deeper faith I see.
Okay, good. Obviously, I pitched that about 2.5 steps too high on purpose, okay? The reason why, you all didn't have any trouble really singing it on that first line. But it got a little more difficult on the bottom line, didn't it? Although you still pulled it off. And sometimes, you know, you can pull it off. And I won't stop a song if I've messed up on the pitch unless I've really gotten off really bad. Then I got to go back and regroup. But the point that I want to make is this made it very difficult for sopranos hitting that high C and the tenors. They had to get way up there, although they hit it. But sometimes you go too low with a song, and then it makes it difficult for the basses and altos. But here's where it's more comfortable. Do, mi, so. One more time. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper
faith I see, then all I owe to thee, Garden of Gethsemane.
Okay. So that's why it's important to get the correct pitch, so that all parts can sing it. God wants all of us to sing. And so I, as a leader, I want to be sure that I'm doing it correctly. I want to be sure that I'm helping everyone in their worship. But if I get up there and I just grab a pitch out of the air, and I might pull it off, but then I may not. Then what have I done? That's a negative effect upon the congregation as a whole. It has an effect on it. And then I think about those people that are attending for the first time. And they're experiencing for the first time worship as it's designed to be in the New Testament. And if we're not doing our part as a leader, it's going to affect the whole group, the sound, and not just the sound, but our worship. And I just believe that when, have you ever noticed before when you've invited people to come and they hear really good singing and how uplifting it is, and that's one of the first things they'll say to you? I've never heard anything like that. Never heard anything like it. I was playing to Vicky on the way to the airport Thursday of a singing that I was involved in Columbia, Tennessee back in the summer. They sent me a CD of that night of singing, and I was just listening to it on the way to the airport, and I just got very emotional. I just told her, I said, Vicky, listen to those voices, those people blending their voices. Some 500 people were there that night, and I said, God gave us that. What we're able to do with our vocal cords was given us by God, and that sound. I mean, that is so uplifting, and again, we're going to. I told the fellows last night downstairs that this is not about any of us. This is about God. This is about Him. And when we do this, and the best we can do it, it's glorifying God. That's what it's about. But we're going to benefit from it, and we benefit how that it's going to build us up and strengthen us as well. I mean, this is not entertainment. This is, although it's enjoyable. I enjoy this. I enjoy our coming together. I really like these having these on a weekend because it seems like it's more just relaxed and it's. But yet it's enjoyable just to be together. Just be together and to do this together. All right, now let's see. Now I want to show you now with One Flat. Here's One Flat. It's on line B, but please no one ask me why. It's written in the book. I will show you in a minute, I think, on either this morning or this afternoon, that might help you with that, but it's not important. But when there's One Flat, it's a key of F, but I want to show you now. Let's just look at where these musical alphabet takes us now. Here's a note right there on F, and one on A, and one on C, and one on that high F. Now let's sing the letter. F, A, C. Okay, it gets pretty high, doesn't it? Now let's put in the notes on those in those locations. Now call them this. Do, mi, so, do. Okay, got to get way up there, and that's pretty tough to hit that note. Now here comes the do, mi, so, the shape notes. Do, mi, so. Okay, that's key of F. Now notice where the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Here is it's key of F. Do is right here. Now in our song book, now this is in your supplement book, now we're looking at over here the key. This is the only, I think there's another songbook now that might have the key given, but this was given for the purpose of the song worship leader. It's in the key of F, which means Do is going to be on F. There's where the altos and sopranos are. Altos are on a mi, sopranos are on a so, or Saunders on a so. Where's the Do? It's there. Here it is over here. So we're going to sound the Do. Do. Now this up here is telling you it's going to start on a so for the song leader. Do, mi, so. Sing. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our sins and grace to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, white peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You see where dough is down a different spot? It's in a different location. A while ago, dough was down here where that note is there, but now it's right up here, but everything relates to dough. Let me give you one other example here. You have a song with five flats. It's a key of D flat. Now let's put in our letters from the musical alphabet. And let's see here, we have a note there on D flat, one on F, one on A flat, one on D flat. What does the flat do, by the way? Lowers a half step, and I'll explain about the half steps a little bit later. This would normally right here would be a D, wouldn't it? But the flat makes it a D flat, drops it a half step, so it drops it from this sound. That's what that does. That's a half step. All right, now let's put in the notes and then the syllables. Now start back here with a D flat. D. All right, let's call them this way first of all. Let me go back this way. All right. D flat, F.
A-flat, D-flat.
Do it again. D flat,
F. A-flat, D-flat.
You know, if I had to sing a song using the musical letters that has all those flats, that'd be really hard. And then if I said, okay, basses, you do it. To your part, and altos, you do it. And everybody, it would be confusion, all right? It'd be very difficult. But when you put in the syllables, that was really a good idea, the guy that came up with that. But do, mi, so, do, much simple. You do that with any key you're in, and then you got the shapes. Now we have a song, Hilltops of Glory. It's in the key of D flat. There's where your do is now, is down here. And there we've got our note for sopranos or song leaders. So here's our key, D flat. Do. Now where's our do? We have one right down here. Do. Okay, take me to your note, altos. Okay, tenor. Okay. So, there you go. Basses. There. Well, that's good. I didn't plan that, but that sounded pretty good. Let's do it again. All right. Do, mi, so, do. Now start. Onward rejoicing.
Higher and climbing each passing day. Hills of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Hills of glory
I now can see. Okay, now let's go back and let's think about our tempo. We're kind of dragging it a little bit. Now let's think about it. We're in a four beat. One, two, three, four. All right, keep that. Go ahead and beat the time with me on that as well. Do. All right, do, basses, do, mi, alto. Let me hear you hum your starting note. Do, basses, do, mi. Okay, now beat the time here for onward rejoicing, I tread life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view,
where all shall be made new.
Hilltops of glory I now can see. Oh brother, won't you safe on the mountain, I soon shall stand, hilltop of glory land. Very good, very good. I was talking to a friend of mine, he's down at Florida College, Dan Petty. He and I have been real close for a long, long time, and this past few years, he and I have been doing this together down on the campus in the summertime with just a group of guys. And he said the word floating dough. And I thought, well, I kind of like the way that's right. Dough moves around. And then I just thought, okay, when I told him this year, I said, yeah, you talked about the floating dough. And he said, I did. And I said, yeah, I remember, but it makes a lot of sense. Dough moves around. Look right here. Here's where dough is a while ago, that when we were singing, When My Love to Christ Grows a Week, dough was here. Dough. And then we sang a while ago, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Look where dough is there. Dough me so. And then we have a song in D flat. I have do I. Where's the tenor note? Do me. The interval's the same whether you're in D flat or F or G or C. The interval will be the same. But do is so important. See, some song leaders that I get around, they'll get up there. And they will not sound the do, but they'll sound that note to themselves. What would that be right there? That's an E, isn't it? They'll get up there real quietly and go. When my love to, and you don't know where the do is. I said, why are you doing that? Well, I just don't want to. Be too noticeable about it. I said, you've got to be noticeable about it. If you want people to start with you, they need to hear their part. You're getting them ready. You know, we give them a preparatory beat for beating time, but you got to prepare them with the pitch. Pitch is the last thing I would do. It's the last thing I do when I get ready to lead a song. I've already figured out which beat's going to start on, beat one, beat four, off the beat. But the last thing I'll do is I'll give the pitch and start right into the song. So that way, everybody hears it. You can start together. So I said, here's where you want to do. You want to give that do, me, or do, me, so. Just in the last couple of years, I've kind of slowed down on that in my own leading because I've gotten around other guys that I lead with that just get up and go, do, me, so, me. I think, I wonder how many people really know what's going on with that. There's probably some that are kind of thinking, what does that do me so me? Some people don't care, I know that, but all right, do, but I want everybody to hear the do. Do me so. What a friend. That way you're going to have some people start with you. And I think that's what it's all about, is us singing together. How about this one here? Do, soprano, tenor, bassist, do, alto, do. All right, let's do this one here. Take time to be holy. Key of F. Do, alto, bassist, do, soprano, tenor, bassist. Yeah, I just want to hear the bassist come out strong. Do. All right, let's go to this one, D flat here. Do, alto, bass, do, soprano, tenor. Okay, good. Now, have y'all noticed something? Okay, notice how that usually, and I don't know, I just now looked up here and saw this, but altos and basses start on the same note a lot. Do, that's why I have y'all sit right up here. Do, mi, so. We can build from this foundation of do. All right? Now, I've got something I want to share with you. I just did this in the last singing school I did. And we've got, I tell you what, if y'all want to stand, I know y'all been sitting there a long time. Just stand for a little bit and just kind of relax. This I showed a while ago about the musical alphabet. And with every line in space is identified by a letter of the musical alphabet. And we've got middle C there. And in regards to this with the floating scale, or you might say, or floating do, I want to show you some examples here. In the key of C, This is what we see. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. I wanted to show you, when I say major scale is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So that's what Maria taught those kids. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's a major scale. I'm not talking about minor. That's another time. Okay, but major scale is what we're singing from mainly in all of our songs. See right here how these lines are all identified: E, G, B, D, F. Here's your spaces: F, A, C, E. I just want you to see that here is E, and then of course that's D, and here's C right here. This is your C major scale. Sing this with me. C, I messed up here. Okay. C, D, E, F,
G, A, B, C.
All right. Now let's do it. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do, re,
mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Okay. See, this is one, this is three, your third, this is is five. Do, mi, so, 1, 3, 5, C, E, G. But now, you'll notice that I have in red here between E and F, that's a half step. You look on a piano keyboard, and there's no black key between E and F. It's two white keys together. And the same thing is true between a B and a C, but right here. There's just two white keys. The black keys are where you're hitting these. When you hit the white, black, and go up, you're hitting half step intervals all the way up. But in a major scale, between mi and fa, it's always a half step. And between T and do, it's a half step. So here we go. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. You can't put a note in between T and do, although sometimes people try. Okay? But ti, do, that's a half step. So in a major scale, you always have a step, half step between mi and fa, step, and between B and C, or T and do, is a half step. That is what defines a major scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And when you're in the key of C, it's pretty simple, isn't it? But it gets a little more difficult when you start getting all these flats and sharps in there. You can be seated right now. We have a few more minutes, maybe about another 10 minutes or so. And now, look at the key of F. Do is now here on F. Here's our F, A, C, E. Here's F. Here's our lines, E, G, B, D, F, just like what we had a while ago. Now let's sing this. F, G, A, B flat, C. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do, re, mi, fa. Okay, now this really explains why there's only one flat there now, okay? This should help you maybe understand it a little better. Because in a major scale, in the key of F, to make this a half step here, if we left that as a B, that'd be a whole step, that would not be a major scale. In other words, mi and fa has got to be a half step. So between A and B is this. But it's... That's your mi, fa. Between A and B flat. In words, between mi and fa, it's got to be a half step. And that's where the flat comes in. It lowers the pitch by half step. Okay? That's when you start using a black key on the keyboard. I mean, I know some of you probably play maybe piano just as recreational, or maybe even in school or something like that. But between T and do, we've got an E and an F. And you remember a while ago we said about E and F? On that C major scale, E to F is a half step. So that was your mi and fa. Here, it's T to do. It's half step. So that's, now look at key of G. This is a sharp. What does a sharp do? Goes the opposite way. Half step. Raise it up half step. Now you're going to have trouble singing this one. So you don't have to, okay? But G, G, A, B, C, D. Okay, why would I have to put an F sharp right there? Because between T and Do, I can't have an F and a G. It's got to have a sharp to make that half step, T to Do. So then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. So again, Do moves around, and wouldn't it be a lot simpler though if we had every song written in the same key? It'd be a lot simpler, wouldn't it? But what else? Boring. It'd be very boring. Now that you said that, fellas, don't be leading everything in the same key back to back. It doesn't hurt every now and then to try. I mean, I sometimes will do a companion song, or and now with the electronic, it's really great. I can just go right from one song into another in the same key. But it's good to have some variety. It makes the song service much more interesting, and you'll have people more engaged in this. That's why it takes a lot of work in doing this. Song worship leading is more than just getting to the building and picking out a few songs and say, I'm gonna lead now. No, it's about preparing before you ever leave your house. It really is involved. What's involved in it is finding out, what is the lesson going to be about? Ask the preachers, what's the text of your lesson today? Or what is the topic? Then you start looking. Being that I'm on that right now, I may forget. Everyone, if you would, if you have a song book, we took a few downstairs. There's something that people are not aware about in this hymnal. Some of you may not have a book up here, but up in the top right-hand corner, let me just have you turn to 270. 270. There's a, in almost any hymnal, there's a topical index where you can go back and you can find songs that will fit for the before prayer, for invitation, for Lord's Supper. This is a very helpful here. When you'll see up here, it says H1. The song is called Give Me Thy Heart. Give me thy heart, says the Father above. But if I go back here to H1, I can go back here to H1, and I'll notice here that, so there are songs about the heart listed. About the heart. But I know another thing, I can go to I1. And I1 is that? Okay, I'm having a little trouble. Well, invitation. You can use an invitation song as well. But every song you go to, you're going to look up there and you're going to see that little letter followed by a number. You can go back here and you can go find songs that are going to relate. I like a song service where it kind of relates. The songs all relate to one another, and even better when it relates to the sermon. To me, it's all, I said a while ago, good congregational singing complements all acts of worship. And so I believe that when we as song worship leaders really prepare ourselves, when you're asked to teach a Bible class, I'm sure you spend a lot of time preparing, don't you? Because you don't know what's going to come at you in class. Somebody might ask you a question, and you want to have an answer, and you want to know where to turn in the Bible to answer a question. I really believe when it comes to our preparing for song worship, we need to really put some effort into it. Song selection is very, very important. You just don't pick out songs that you like, but songs that are going to be beneficial in that worship service. Yeah, songs, when you lead singing, I'm going to repeat this from last night. Song leaders should not lead songs that they don't know, and because they do all the time. And we were at a place last week where they told me, they had a guy there that got up the other day to lead, and he said, I don't know this song, but let's give it a try. Now, that's not a leader. Somebody gets up and says, well, we're going to just try. I don't know it. But I don't lead songs unless I know the audience knows them well. Again, we can so easily distract when it comes to worship as a leader, as a worship leader, when we don't select songs that really are that fit. For example, an invitation song. It ought to be a song that's inviting. You know, I know there's a list of songs in there that says invitation. There are other songs you can find that are invitational, that would relate. Same thing with prayer, Lord's Supper. I mean, I've led songs before the Lord's Supper that are not listed among those in the Lord's Supper. It just could be there was an oversight. But I'm not going to go up here and pick out a song that doesn't fit that part of our worship. And I had that brought to me last night about, I hope you'll say something about song preparation, about the songs that we select. And again, that's very, very important. Any song in here, you'll find the little helpful thing there at the top about go back there and look and for songs that relate. You may do that already. Some of you may do that. Everywhere I go, somebody asks me, what are you going to be speaking on tonight or tomorrow night? And I'll tell them. And I had one guy at a place that he got up and led Hallelujah. And I mean, I like the song Hallelujah. This hymnal has four verses. The one I had six verses. I'm getting ready to get up to speak that night. And we're going to sing this before I get up to speak. And he says, we're going to sing Hallelujah. We're going to sing all the verses very slowly. I mean, Hallelujah. It was hard to get myself energized after that. That's why I think it's important to have people stand up, sing a really uplifting song before you get up to speak. That really helps me. Does it help you, Carl? Yeah. Jared? Yeah, same way. It's sometimes I sit there thinking, oh me, I want to do something here to get myself energized. And one thing that helps me is prayer. So, God help me with this. But I had a guy came up to me after that night. He said, I'm leading tomorrow night. What do you want me to do tomorrow night? What kind of songs? What kind of songs do you want me to lead? I said, fast ones. He said, okay, got your point. Just know, there are songs that we sing that are slow that are very appropriate. But just need to really look at it and prepare. Okay. Let me see what else. I threw these in a while ago. What do I do with my deal? I want to show you about the major scale. Some of you I know are aware of this. Like I said a while ago, there's people that are knowledgeable in any class you have, whether it's a Bible class or a singing class. And I know as I look out, there's some here that, you know, I know you know this already. But I appreciate your patience, though, because you know that there are people at different levels that are trying to learn. And I will say this, that I think when I've been in a Bible class and there's somebody in the class that I think is more knowledgeable than I am, and I listen to their comments and I listen to where they go, I benefit from them. I'm grateful for people that are able to help me, to make me stronger, to make me more knowledgeable. And the same thing's in the class when you get around people that are helpful. Any question? Anyone have anything on what we've covered thus far last evening or this morning? Rob?
Tim, when would you suggest, because obviously there's a lot of songs that a lot of people don't know. So how do you go about it? Do you call a special session? And in that regard, that would be the best place to learn new songs. Because sometimes, you know, a song, like, and I've done that too. I've taken a song that I just learned, and I want, you know, we're going to present that in a worship. And I understand what you're saying, and I agree that that's really probably not the time or place to do that. So is it the separate times that we ought to get together?
Yes, by all means. Get together on a Sunday afternoon, maybe before you're going to meet, or afterwards. Or, hey, we used to meet a lot in the homes. You know, remember that? Some of you that are older, we did a lot of that growing up. We did most of our singing in the home, in one another's homes. People had their songbooks. I'm finding more and more people now are taking this supplement and are getting these in their homes. And, you know, I'm not trying to promote that. I'm just saying they'll get a book that they can have there that they can sing and have it there all the time. And they're having young people over. But again, isn't it wonderful, though, that we can sit here at all different ages? You know, there's some of us that are older, some that are younger, and we got children that are coming up. This is really helping them. They will never forget this weekend, these kids. They'll always remember this. They'll remember it from the, you know, this was something that we did with our parents, maybe our grandparents, with others. And again, I believe, too, that the elders are to be commended for, and I know they're not, don't want me to say this, but or they didn't ask me to say it, but I'm always encouraged by leadership that say, we want to improve in this area. Whether I come or whoever comes, we want to improve. We want to be better. I was in a place here a few weeks ago in Dumas, Texas, and I was there just for 3 nights. It was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning with the Bonners, where they are. Some of y'all know them. And I spent 4 days with them. But you know what they were doing the weekend before? They had two preachers that came in and worked with them on their teaching program. So they were there doing that, trying to build themselves up in that area with their classes and all. So this is something that is certainly very important in our worship, because we do. This is what we all can do together, men, women, and children. And this is why we ought to, one of the reasons why we ought to be as good at it as we can. Any other question? Anything? If not, I think I've come to a good place to stop. Yeah, that is. Black screen. Right after that one, okay.
Would you, since we're in this setting, would you mind leading two or three songs?
Yes. Let me just, what would you like? Any this would be a good time to try some new songs if you want to. You want to do that? Yeah, anybody? Whatever. Whatever song anyone has in mind. And while y'all are maybe thinking about that, let me ask you if you know the song We Are One. Y'all know that song in here? We Are One. This is a great song about unity.
62 as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyone need a supplement? Let's do number 62. What is love? Have y'all done this, Todd? Y'all been doing it? We need a book up here. Yeah, over here.
I can put it up on the screen.
Oh, good. Okay, do that. That'd be good. You can turn mine off, yeah. We're going to have it on the screen as well. So, 62 in the supplement. I probably don't need to, I don't know, maybe I do need to bring this out, but to those who do the transitioning of slides, while it's on my mind, I may forget to say anything, you have to really be on top of this. You can't wait to the end of the slide to make the transition. Oh, you can, but you know. But what, tell you what happens? You end up taking over the leading from the leader, so you have to move ahead. I had a fellow in one place told me one time. So I have a degree in music, and I don't know why that had anything to do with it. But he just said, I know that on a four beat song that I need to make the transition on the third beat. I said, that's too late. He said, well, no, but I got a degree in music. I know when to make that move. I said, well, that's wonderful that you have a degree in music, but I'm just telling you that's too. You're waiting too late, because the songs that we're singing, for the most part, are songs that people know already. Your eyes are moving forward. You already kind of know what's coming around the bend. Now, a new song, you don't know what's coming around the bend. That's why I prefer using a book, till we learn it. But I said, you need to be really ahead of that and keep that moving, because if you start moving it when you're talking about moving it, you're here's what happened. The people start singing like this. They're like, okay, boom, and you take over the leading from the leader. All right, number 62, What is Love? How many of you know this song? One. No, two, three. Okay, got a few. All right. Now, anybody want to make the transition for me? You know, I don't know what I did with my, my wife, she said she would, okay. That's why I bring her with me, okay. Do. Okay, being that it's a new song, the best thing to do in learning a new song is sing the melody first, okay? The soprano notes. Do, mi, Oh, what is love? Us all fragile. It's hard to say words that make your heart sing. A gentle breeze, a soft summer rain, a rose with dew, a walk in the lane. God is love. God is light. God is power. Yes, God is might. Okay, let's see how well we do putting in the parts. Do, alto, bass, do, mi, sol, mi. A mountain high with clouds in the haze, perhaps sunlight beams across golden to live a way to survive, because our God is so much alive. God is love. God is light. God is power. Yes, God is might. Softly. The love of God is good and so kind, it patiently waits, no evil in mind. Love bears all things, rejoices in truth, is faith and hope will make the heart sing. God is love. God is light. God is power. Yes, God is might. Okay, very good. And that was the first time for many of you? Very, very good. Now, you'll notice why I kind of went back and wanted to do it softly at the beginning. You notice what's happening in the chorus? It's forte. So you don't want to start off the song forte. You have nowhere to build up. So we were, oh, okay. Yeah, Rob?
Tell them what forte is.
Forte is loud. But double forte or double fortissimo, double F, is even louder. And so when we get to the end of that, being that's your first time, let's go back and do it again like we've known it all our life, okay? All right, let's go. Let me get that pitch again. And I'll tell you something else in the song. You notice how these are crescendo. We're building a make your heart sing, a gentle breeze. Think about it. The writer of the song wants us to come down softly, but think of the words, a gentle breeze. It just kind of naturally cries out for to come down, a gentle breeze, a soft summer rain. This song was written, by the way, it was written by a couple. A man wrote it for his wife as a love song, wrote the first two verses of it. I've been told since my dad passed away, my dad wrote the third verse. I don't know that for a fact, but I've been told by two different people, said, your dad wrote the third verse of this song, because it was not going to make it as a song in a hymn book if it didn't have the third verse in it. But he wrote it as a love song, and when the guy gave the song to my dad on a cassette tape, he was playing the guitar, singing the words of this song with the guitar. And then it evolved into this hymn. And it's very powerful, but a very well-written song, and a soft summer rain, a rose with dew, a walk in the lane. Now it starts building up again. See how it builds up to the chorus? It's building up to that forte. God is love, God is light, God is power, yes. And then here, R-I-T, retardando, means we slow it down and really come out on that last word. But see the word might? God is might. That needs to be strong. So anyway, let's sing it now from the very beginning. I'll get back to you, Vicki. Okay. Do, do, basses thou to me, so. I'm gonna turn this way so I can do it this way. Okay. Do me. Oh, what is love? A soft, fragile thing. It's hard to say. That make your heart sing. A gentle breeze, a soft summer rain. Who's with you? A walk in the lane. And God is love. God is light. God is power. Yes, God is might. A mountain high with clouds in the haze. Perhaps sunlight beams across golden blaze. A way to live, way to survive, because our God is so much alive. God is love. God is light. God is power. Yes, God is might. The love of God is good and so kind. It patiently waits, no evil in mind. Love bears all things, rejoices in truth. Its faith and hope will make the heart sing. God is love. God is light. God is power. Yes, God is might. Very good. Very good. I tell you, any other songs you have that you'd like to learn while I'm here, it'd be a good time to do it. We can work on them this afternoon, even tomorrow afternoon. Y'all are very unusual. You know, there's a lot of good singers. I can tell. I could tell from the get-go. Could you tell, Vicki?
I could.
Yeah.
I apologize. I couldn't see.
Oh, she couldn't see. Well, I could tell something went wrong. Okay. But anyway, we'll do whatever you'd like to do as far as songs later this afternoon. We'll get into some of that. But that'd be a great opportunity. I'd like for you to learn that one, We Are One, about unity. Okay, Rob?
All right. Tim, thank you. I know we went a little fast, but hopefully you all will agree it's worth to get as much as we can. So we're going to take a break, and we'd love to have everybody back here at 2 o'clock. And there's, for some of them that might be visiting from Denver, I don't see any, but we have obviously a lot of places around here that you can eat. But we'll see you back here at 2 o'clock. Do you want them to come back and
sing? Same place, yes.
So when you come back this afternoon at 2, if you could please kind of go where you are right now, and we're good. So everyone's dismissed. Thank you. And if you have those songs, let me know and I'll write them down.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
We're dismissed at this point.
I have so many questions, but I'm too. I don't talk in front of everybody.
No, that's okay.
I have a problem with, unless I hear it through, okay, I don't know how to space it, the words.
Okay.
Like, even for example, this one that you just led. Wait, right over here. I don't know how to. longer or shorter, but I still can't remember which one's longer and which one's shorter.
Oh, okay.
The darker?
The darker is shorter. So it'd be,
okay.
This is a half note, this is a quarter note.
Okay.
So if you think about fractions,
okay.
like you have a, let's see right here. These are, here's right here is a three-quarter note, and that would take the full value of three beats right there. Like, here's a half note. God is love. Love is three beats. And that's going to get two beats, and here's the other beat in the measure. In other words, you've got two beats, and then here's your third beat. One, two, three, and then here's a note that's going to be all three beats right there on that one note. Are you singing soprano or alto?
Soprano.
Okay, okay. But right here, we start off. You start off here with a quarter note. That's the third beat, and then here's a half note.
Maybe we should look at it on a song I know good.
Yeah.
Because then
probably.
I'll know what you're.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying.
Why one of the shapes is in the heart?
Funny, Ryan. And I don't mean to hog you either.
No.
Because what I could do is set up a time to pause.